How y'all doing? Great. It's a lot better tonight, isn't it? A little warmer. Well, I'm the substitute MC tonight for just a minute while we're waiting on the MC. Does anybody know Mr. Levy, Chuck Levy? If he's out there, come on.
Come on
We're going to have some banjo awards up here pretty soon and a little memorial for some of the folk festival greats. So y'all stick around and we'll get the show rolling in just a minute. Thanks.
Patiently. Is everybody staying warm? Everybody enjoying this beautiful, spectacular day we had today? That nice, cool weather is a little change of pace. I hope you all are having a good time. Did you get enough to eat? Good. I'm glad you're staying warm. I want to thank everybody out on the hill for waiting so patiently. We're going to do a quick reversal. We're going to announce the banjo contest winners, but not right now. Instead, we're going to have Pete Gallagher and Bill Paris come out here and do the folklorist memorial for us. So I'd like to have a big 55th Florida Folk Festival welcome for Pete Gallagher and Bill Paris, please.
Well, the last year, a lot of important people to our Florida folk family passed on, and we wanted to just talk a little bit about that, and Bill is going to play some music here. I think you'll recognize the song. It's written by the late Jim Ballou. It's called Please Don't Bury Me. So I've got 8 people here. I want to start out with my good friend, and good friend of everyone, really, Mr. Steve Blackwell. Steve Blackwell, an educator at Charlotte High School, and came up here many, many, many times. He had a family band and died way before his time. As many of our Florida folk icons have, and we want to remember Steve today. One of his influences was that he always talked about was a guy named Dash Moore. Dash Moore died this past year. Dash Moore came to this festival mostly in the 60s and 70s. He was best known, I guess, in later years as a street musician and an advocate for the musicians there in St. Augustine. And he's the co-writer of the song Hold Back the Waters of Lake Okeechobee with Will McLean. That's sung every Sunday, last day of the festival at the end of the show, which I know everybody here will wait around for. We'd like also to remember someone. I don't know how many people knew him. He was, it looks like almost in his 90s, John McMullen, John Lavelle McMullen from here in White Springs, Suwanee County, or from Live Oak, I guess, Suwanee County. He was the first president of the Florida Folk Festival Society. He was when this festival began 56 years now or 55 years ago or whatever it is, he was the first head of it, of the board that put it on. So he was born in January of 1914 in Suwanee County. Now we have also, this is a man that everybody here knows. He's been around a lot of the organization of Florida Folk, Sarasota chapter of FOF, Friends of Florida Folk. He was one of the organizers of the Friends of Florida Folk. He's a winner of the Florida Folk Heritage Award and the Thelma Bolton Folk Community Service Award. And he and his wife, Bill Hewitt is his name. Bill, a familiar sight. It's just unbelievable they go up there on that hill to the FOF booth and not see Bill there. Bill and Jean Hewitt. Two of the best friends Florida folk music have ever had, that's for sure. Bill Hewitt passed away this year. Down in St. Petersburg, this is a guy I knew when I first moved there. One of the very first people I played music with and checked out the folk scene, a guy named Bill Wassel. Bill Wassel was responsible for starting the Beaux Arts Gallery over there in Pinellas Park, a place that guys like Jim Morrison and all these other characters came in and out of, and Tom Reese, the famous entrepreneur that ran that thing. And it was, you know, in those days there were no open mics anywhere around the state. When I moved to St. Petersburg in 1974, there was really nowhere to play acoustic music, and you had to go. And the only open mic I knew about, anybody knew about, was at Beaux Arts at Pinellas Park. We have them all over the place now, but back then, that was first. Bill Wassel was also involved in medieval reenactments. He was a folk singer. He toured around the state. And Bill Wassel died in the last 12 months. And then finally, this is a young girl that had been accepted to play at the Florida Folk Festival. She's only 14 years old. And she graduated from the Bach Middle School for the Arts. She's from down in Punta Gorda. Her name was Laura Brook. Laura Brook Buonapastore. She went under the name Laura Brook. And she had just finished her first CD and died in a car crash one night right before the other Florida Folk Festival, the one that didn't happen in May. And I think some of her family's here tonight. We wanted to honor her with everybody's memory. So what I'd like to do is get everybody to just give a big giant round of applause to the memory of these great people that passed on last year. Bill, play us one more verse, one more version of that song there. Thank you very much.
Had been throwing snakes. Yes, ma'am. They probably caught them, you know, all summer. I kind of knew they were up to it.
You mean they caught snakes knowing that this was going to happen today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We'd like to take a moment and announce the winner of today's banjo contest. Let me hear by a show of hands and who went to the banjo contest today. Okay, so was that three of you that love banjos? Come on now, let me hear that for that. We were going to announce this banjo contest winner. So let me hear a round of applause. All right.
You want me to go get the banjo?
Get the banjo. The gentleman who won the banjo today is Bill Mansfield from Tampa, Florida. And Bill won. He played two tunes, Darling Nellie Gray and Miss McLeod's Reel. And he won a... I'm going to have our special presenter, Mark Johnson, who's also going to be our featured performer tonight, tell us a little bit about this.
Hey, everybody. It's going to be a great night tonight for some music, but this fellow here won himself a pretty fine banjo. It's a Gold Tone Model 250 Clawhammer banjo with heavy inlay. And I was just listening to it in the back, and boy, does it sound fine. And Bill's pretty excited, so I think maybe we should... he's going to come out and play a tune called Ship in the Clouds, is that it? Ship in the Clouds, and we're going to get him up here on this microphone and do it right now. All right.
Let's give a big hand to our 2007 Banjo Contest winner.
Needless to say, I'm real pleased to be here and truly appreciate winning this banjo. It's a good instrument, and I want to thank the Gold Tone people for putting it up as a prize. And now I'm going to play for y'all one of my favorite tunes, a piece called Ship in the Clouds. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
And good evening to everybody. I'm Donna Green Townsend with the public radio station out of Gainesville, WUFT-FM, WJUF-FM out of Inverness. And I'm thrilled to get the opportunity to stand on this stage at the 55th Annual Florida Folk Festival. This is a thrill for me. When I first moved here, I was invited to come, and I believe Cousin Thelma Bolton encouraged me to come, and